Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the 9th parak of Maseches Shabbos with Parak Tes Mishnah Zayin, and then we're going to begin the 10th parak of Maseches Shabbos with Parak Yod Mishnah Aleph, and we're going to be continuing our discussion regarding the various amounts for carrying various items and how much would make a person liable for carrying those items on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Kupas Harochlin. If a person takes out the peddler's box of perfumes, the peddlers would go around selling perfumes to various people, and they would have, let's say, a box with a lot of different perfumes in that box. Says the Mishnah, Afal Pishayesh Baminin Harbe, even though there are many different types of perfumes in that box, Inu Chayv El Chatas Achas, he's only obligated to bring one carbon chatas for carrying the box on Shabbos, because the entire box is considered to be one item, and therefore he has done only one act of Hotzah, only one act of carrying on Shabbos, if he carries such a box on Shabbos. Now we're going to continue listing various measures and a minimum shiurim for Hotzah on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Zerone Gina Pachos Mikrogeres, that the minimum for carrying garden seeds, like the seeds of vegetables that would be planted in a garden, is a little bit less than the shear of a dried fig of a gregaris, like we've been discussing previously. That is the smallest amount that people typically consider important enough to plant, and therefore for regular garden seeds, for regular vegetable seeds, that little amount would make a person obligated for carrying on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Chamisha, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, no, the minimum is 5 seeds, which is even a smaller amount than this first less than a grugeres. And that's according to him, that's the minimum amount, because that's how much a person considers to be important for the purposes of carrying. Continuing in the Mishnah, Zera Kishu and Shnayim, the minimum for a cucumber seed is 2 seeds, says the Mishnah. Zera Delu and Shnayim, the same is true when it comes to the gourds. If you carry the seeds of gourds, also the minimum for carrying it would be 2 there as well. Zera Pol Hamitzri Shnayim, the seeds of this cowpea plant is also 2 seeds, and these 3 types of seeds, as the Mishnah points out, are considered to be more valuable than ordinary regular garden seeds, and even 2 of them are considered significant, and therefore even 2 of them would make a person liable for Hotzah, would make a person transgress the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. Now we're going to discuss a machlokas regarding locusts that are being carried on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Chag of Chai Tohor Kolshu, that if one takes out and walks with a live kosher locust, then says the Mishnah, he's liable, he's obligated, he has transgressed the prohibition, even if the locust is any size, because at the end of the day it can be given to a child to play with, and therefore it has a purpose, and any amount is going to make a person liable for carrying on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, maize, if it's a dead kosher locust, then it's a grogeres, because at the end of the day, it's edible at that point. It's a kosher locust that could be eaten, and therefore that grogeres, the dried fig, is the amount for any food, as we learned previously. This continues in the Mishnah, Tzipores Karamim Ben Chaya Ben Mesa Kolshihi Shematzinino Sol Refua. If you take out like this, literally as the Gemara in Chulin describes, like a bird of vineyards, it was often found near young palm trees, and says the Mishnah that if you take out this type of a being, that whether it is alive or dead, you are obligated, even if it is any size, because people keep it for the purpose of healing, some sort of a refuah purpose that it has, and therefore because its main purpose can be any amount, any shear, so too by carrying it on Shabbos, any amount of it would make you liable and make you transgress the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. Now when we discussed previously in our Mishnah a live kosher locust, so the Tana assumed that only a live kosher locust would make a person liable for carrying any amount, because at the end of the day, that's going to be given to a child. A non-kosher locust wouldn't be given to a child, because we're assumed that that if it dies, then the child's going to eat it, which we wouldn't want to happen because it's not a kosher locust. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this Tanna. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afamotzi chag of chai tamei kolshu. Says Rabbi Yehuda, even if one takes out a live non-kosher locust, he's liable for carrying a locust of any size. Why? Shematznino so lekot on the sachigba, because according to him, people would even give non-kosher locusts for a child to play with. We are not concerned, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the child's going to eat the locust if he dies, because when a child, a locust dies, he grieves over it, he's upset about it, he mourns the death of his locust, and therefore, he's not going to eat it when it dies. A bit of machlokas, Bar Tanur points that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and we hold that the only time that you're liable for carrying a locust is if it is kosher, because we assume that if it's not kosher, you're not going to feed it, you're not going to give it, rather, to a child. Continuing now with Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. Now, we discussed previously various measurements that exist for various items, and again, the general idea was that anything that's main purpose is you're carrying the quantity that could be used for that item's main purpose, then you have transgressed the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. Now we're going to discuss here in Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph what happens if a person has their own unique purpose that may be less than what everyone else uses it for, but it still serves a unique purpose for the individual. Do we care about your personal preference, your personal shear, or not? Says the Mishnah. If one stored a very small amount of a seed, he puts it in a safe place before Shabbos, as the Bar Tanura points out, intending to plant it to show it as a sample to customers or to use it as a medicine. Normally, you're not obligated for one seed, but for this individual, he wants to plant one seed. He wants to either show it to people or he wants to use it as some sort of a healing implement and so on. What's the halacha of otziya b'Shabbos? And he goes out and takes out this item into a rishus harav, into a public area on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Chayav B'Kolshu, then he becomes liable for transferring any amount, even a single seed, because at the end of the day, by storing the small amount, he demonstrated and showed that it is significant to him. Therefore, he's liable for transferring it, even though it is less than the regular amount. Says the Mishnah of Chol Adam in Chayv Olav Elakishir, but any other person is not liable unless he takes out its standard minimum measure, the amount that it's typically used for in life. However, says the Mishnah, Chazar v'yachriso, if the person who stored the small amount of seed and took it out on Shabbos changed his mind, and he decided, you know what, I'm not going to use it for the purpose that I initially intended it for, I'm not going to store it, I'm not going to keep it in this way, then Eino Chayv El Kishir, then he's not liable, unless he carried its standard minimum measure, like we learned previously, the various shear that we discussed, then those would be the requisite amounts that would require a person to be obligated on Shabbos. But again, if that's only if he changed his mind. But if his intention is unique to him and it is important, this is a smaller amount, then we assume that it's a davar chashuv and the hotzah on Shabbos would take effect. Quick review, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin discussed a whole slew of items. And what exactly is considered to make a person required to really transgress the prohibition of Hotzah on Shabbos? We began by saying that if a person takes up the peddler's box of perfumes, it's one box, therefore it's considered one item. So if you carry that on Shabbos, you don't get one carbon chatas for each individual thing that you carry. You bring one carbon chatas for the box as a whole. And then we said when it comes to various seeds, whether it's a garden seed, whether it's a cucumber seed or a gourd seed and so on and so forth, at the end of the day, it's all about what its main purpose is and how much is considered to be valuable to a person. Garden seeds are less valuable than, let's say, gourd seeds, cucumber seeds, or the cowpea seeds, and therefore the amount is going to be less for the cowpea and for the gourd and for the cucumber because they're more valuable by themselves. And then we had a machlokas regarding a locust. We first said that if a person takes out a live kosher locust, then he's obligated for a chotzah on Shabbos for any size because it'd be given to a child to play with. We said that if it dies, then it's considered to be food because, again, it's kosher, and therefore the grogeres, the dried fig, is the measurement for it. There was a bit of but then Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that even a non-kosher locust would be given to a kid. We're not concerned that a kid's going to eat it, and therefore even a non-kosher locust, if it is any amount, would make person required and obligated and liable for carrying on Shabbos, because even that you would give to a child, and therefore it serves a purpose in any amount. And then Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph taught us that if a person has a special shear, that he cares about an item, even if it's less than the regular measurement that would make a person liable for carrying on Shabbos, so he would be liable for carrying, even if he takes and goes out with that smaller shear that is important and valuable to him specifically. But again, when it comes to anyone else, all we care about for them is the shear and the measurements outlined in the previous Mishnayos. However, the Mishnah concluded by saying that if the person who initially had this special purpose for it and wanted to keep one seed and plant one seed, even though normally you have to plant more than one seed, normally a person would plant more than one seed, and therefore more than one seed would be required in order for you to be liable for carrying on Shabbos. So he said that that person can still change his mind and say, you know what, in the end, I don't really value it more than anything else. And then the measurements discussed previously would apply to him there as well. Have a great day.